This program is a production of Restoring the Core, an initiative designed to assist those wishing to go deeper into classic Christianity with resources available in a connected age. Online at restoringthecore.com. This is Finding Hidden Treasure, episode number 27. Today, we will be discussing Discipleship Journal. Welcome to Finding Hidden Treasure, your weekly discussion of resources available for those looking to go deeper into the Christian faith. I'm Walter Hampel. Recently, I was looking for a book in our library here in my study. I had gone to several shelves without finding it. The last place for me to look is an open shelf in which I've stored some books and magazines which I've kept for reference over the years. I had to pull down a number of the stacks of magazines and books, but eventually did find what I was looking for. Now, the problem was that a number of old books and magazines were strewn across the floor of my study, which I either had to put back, reorganize, or throw out. As I was sorting out the magazines, I found a large collection of discipleship journal issues, which I kept. As I was looking through these old issues, I remembered the great spiritual benefit which I derived from being a subscriber to that magazine for so many years. Unfortunately, Discipleship Journal ceased publication in 2009. However, while the magazine is no longer being published in print format, the archive of articles and resources which were in it are still available to us today. Discipleship Journal was a publication of Nav Press, the media arm of the Navigators. The Navigators is a worldwide Christian parachurch organization headquartered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Its main purpose is the discipling of Christians, with a particular emphasis on enabling them to share their faith with others. Discipleship Journal was published in hard copy format as a magazine from 1981 through 2009. Unfortunately, the magazine was not transitioned to an electronic magazine format in 2009. It is a sad fact that in our time on Earth, once someone or something is no longer available, the memory of that someone or something can begin to fade. It has been 4 years since Discipleship Journal stopped publishing. There are a growing number of Christians who will have had no memory of the time when Christian magazines such as Moody Monthly and Discipleship Journal were published on paper and available through postal subscriptions or from a newsstand rack in a Christian bookstore. While many of my listeners may recall reading Discipleship Journal, I sense that with the passage of the years, the wonderful articles and resources available should be regarded as a hidden treasure of Christian learning and devotional practice. As you would guess from the title, Discipleship Journal's purpose was to provide articles and other resources to help Christians grow as disciples, that is, students and followers of Jesus Christ. The articles were well written and in the style which the average Christian would find approachable and understandable. The writers typically were writing not only from a biblical background, but from their own experiences in the topic which they wrote about. The good counsel found in these writings was biblical and practical. The authors came from a wide spectrum of Christian belief. They also came from a wide background of life experience. Male and female, single and married, pastor and layperson, even those who are living and those who are dead. Don't worry, Discipleship Journal did not use Ouija boards or trans-channeling to compose these articles. The dead authors were those from whom excerpts were taken from writings which they did when they were still on this side of eternity. Fortunately, Nav Press has made the articles of Discipleship Journal available via the internet. Even if you never had the opportunity to read a Discipleship Journal article in its original paper print magazine format, you can access all of these articles using a keyword search. I tried this a few days ago. The NavPress website required me to set up an online account, but it's free. To try this out, I searched for the term simplicity and found an article originally published in the January-February 2002 issue entitled Finding Simplicity in a Complex World. Its counsel is as timely as ever, 11 years after its original publication date. Another set of resources which Discipleship Journal made available during its print days was its Bible reading plans. The staff of Discipleship Journal knew that the Bible is central and foundational to being a modern-day follower of Christ. In addition, in realizing that a remarkably low percentage of Christians, that is probably around less than 10%, will ever read through the entire Bible, even once in their lifetimes. The staff at NAV Press provided workable, practical, and thorough plans which, if followed, would allow you to read through all 66 books of the Bible in 1 year. One plan, known simply as the Discipleship Journal Bible Reading Plan, took several practical aspects into account. One of these was to keep the text being read varied for each day's reading. There are some plans which will have you read portions of Scripture daily, starting in Genesis and ending in Revelation. A plan like this is known as a canonical plan because it takes you through the canon, or list of the biblical books, in the order which we have them in our Bibles today. If you follow such a plan and start reading from Genesis 1 on January 1st, you will get to the beginning of the New Testament with the Gospel of Matthew sometime around October 1st. Please understand, I'm not critical of such a plan. I have used such a plan myself on a number of occasions. However, for someone who has never read through all of Scripture, it may be helpful to have a variety available as you are going through your plan. The Discipleship Journal Bible Reading Plan has you go through 4 different passages of Scripture each day. There is a reading from the Gospels, a reading from the New Testament other than the Gospels, a reading from one of the Old Testament wisdom books such as Psalms, Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. The 4th passage is an Old Testament text which is not taken from one of those wisdom books. Another feature which is designed to help the average Christian read through the Bible in the course of our very busy lives is the way that each month's readings are set up. Each month is assigned 25 days. That allows for days when you might not be able to read. It is meant to be a built-in guard against discouragement that might set in if you happen to miss a day with a Bible reading plan that has one reading for every day of the year. They also featured a plan known as 5x5x5. It was designed to help a reader get through the entire New Testament in 1 year by reading 5 minutes per day for 5 days a week with 5 suggestions on how to dig deeper into the New Testament. There's also the plan known as the Book at a Time plan, which has 2 readings rather than the 4 daily readings of the original plan. Another online resource which NAV Press has made available is a cumulative index of every Discipleship Journal article printed between 1981 through 2009. It is indexed by topic. I counted 24 pages of indexed information on the downloadable PDF from NAV Press. You can find articles on such topics as aging, Bible study, busyness, disciple making, and integrity, with a large number of topics in addition to those. The index tells you the name of the article, the name of the author, which print issue carried the article, and the starting page number on which the article appeared. The way this index is set up allows you to, in a sense, find an article that you weren't originally looking for. As I was browsing through the cumulative index, I saw the name of one of my favorite Christian authors, A.W. Tozer, whose Pursuit of God book was a topic for episode 2 of the podcast. Discipleship Journal had reprinted an article by Tozer in their January-February 1998 issue entitled, "Where Are All the Prophets Today?" Let me give you a sample of the writing style and approach of one of the articles. The following is taken from the article, "Finding Simplicity in a Complex World." Note the down-to-earth approach which keeps Christ at the center of the discussion. First, we can state what simplicity is not. Simplicity is not simplistic. If we expect our faith in Christ to make everything quick and convenient, we're going to be disappointed. Nor is simplicity legalistic. Some who advocate simplicity have a penchant for external rules, a series of measurable musts. You must drive a smaller car, buy shirts at a thrift store, bake your own bread, etc. These may be outcomes of a deliberately simple lifestyle, but such rules are not the essence of simplicity. True simplicity is more radical than easy answers and legalistic requirements. As a result, it requires a more thorough conversion of our soul. The Benedictine tradition captures this wonderful interior quality with the phrase "in simplicitate cordis," which means "in simplicity of heart." It describes a life stripped of all that is unessential and trivial, a life increasingly focused on one thing, seeking Christ. David exemplifies such a life. He writes, "One thing I ask of the Lord," he prayed in Psalm 27, verse 4, "this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple." The Apostle Paul, too, simplified his life to one aim. "One thing I do, forgetting what is behind, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." And that's from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. The Sermon on the Mount, found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5 through 7, could be called a detailed description of the spiritually focused life. According to Jesus, true simplicity means having one treasure, one master, and one focus, God's kingdom and his righteousness. It's taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. This definition of simplicity does not mean that we are focused on Christ only when we're thinking religious thoughts or performing spiritual deeds. You can see from this sample a style that is simple, engaging, practical, and Christ-focused. I will be providing links to the Discipleship Journal archives as well as PDFs of the original Discipleship Journal Bible reading plan, as well as the cumulative index. Its 28 years worth of articles, Bible reading plans, and other resources are, blessedly, still available to us. I know that these resources are a wonderful Christian treasure which, if I can help it, won't be lost in fading memories as the years go by. I'd like to close by reading the mission statement of Discipleship Journal as found in its January-February 2002 issue. As you have the opportunity to read through the archived articles or use one of the Bible reading plans, I think you'll agree that this magazine of Christian devotion and discipleship truly met its mission. The mission of Discipleship Journal is to help believers develop a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ and to provide practical help in understanding the scriptures and applying them to daily life and ministry. Thank you for listening to this program. We can be contacted at mail@restoringthecore.com. We're on Facebook at www.facebook.com/restoringthecore. You can also follow us on Twitter at @RestoreTheCore. My original blog is still active and can be found at schoolofthesolitaryplace.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join us next time for Finding Hidden Treasure.